Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Last Secrets of Anne Frank, the untold story of her silent protector, by Joop van Wyk Foscow and Jeroen de Bran. Read by Jacques Roy.
For Beb Foscow's great-grandchildren, Robin, Ellie, Jochem, Hester, Casper, Rebecca, Kaylee, and Ryan. The new generations, the inheritors of this story. Prologue. A letter from Belgium. This project did not begin as an investigation into the darkest corners of the secret annex. It began with a letter sent to me in 2009 by a 15-year-old boy in Antwerp named Jeroen de Bruin. Like millions of other children, Jeroen had been touched by Anne Frank's diary, which his mother first read to him when he was just 6 years old. By any measure, Jeroen had been a curious and unusually mature child. As soon as he was able to understand that the world had once been at war, he asked his mother for details. She told him the stories that she had heard growing up, about neighbors forced to wear yellow stars and V-2 rockets exploding on the streets of Antwerp. The next question was something that children always ask and adults often forget to. Why? His mother had no real answer, so she turned to one of the most famous documents from that time, Het Achterhuis, the Annex, known in English as The Diary of a Young Girl. Some people will probably think that Jeroen was too young to be exposed to such a difficult text, but I believe we tend to underestimate what children are capable of understanding or expressing, as Anna's diary demonstrates so powerfully. Besides, Jeroen's mother didn't read him the whole diary, just excerpts, carefully avoiding the most upsetting passages. Jeroen was fascinated. He spent hours staring at the black and white pictures of the swinging bookcase and the tiny, cramped confines of the secret annex. He could not wrap his little mind around why whole families, even young children, needed to hide like mice to avoid being killed. He started asking his mother more questions about the war, and in time she brought him other children's books on the subject. When Jeroen got a little older, he began checking out books on the Holocaust from the library himself. His parents...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?